Okay, here we are, 10 to 9 on Monday evening, 2 days before Chag Kosher V'Sameach, Yom Tov Pesach. I'm going to give this shiur in a little bit of a relaxed mode, okay? I'm going to be sitting, I'm going to be drinking, something I normally never do during shiur. Let's just all try to maybe relax a little. So the first thing I want to do is I want to discuss the halachas chronologically as they're going to begin tomorrow evening as we hit Erev Pesach. So everybody has to take care of Mechiras Chametz. Okay, Rabbi Say, those people who have anything out of town have to really go to the website if you haven't done it and do it tonight, because we have to print it out and we have to get to the Goy, and since it needs to be printed out, it has to be done earlier than most times, most years, and if we're really asking everybody, it must be done. It must be done. It had to be done already. But, you know, if you're out of town, you got to do it tonight. If you're going to be in town, by 12 o'clock tomorrow. I really can't promise what's going to happen if you don't do it by 12 o'clock tomorrow. So just don't put anybody in that position. Make sure you get onto the website. Most people have done it. And just take care of it, Bez Hashem. Okay, tomorrow night, Bedikas Chametz. Those of us, I'm going to be talking about this in a few moments, those of us who have children who put out the Chametz for us, that's fine. And those of us who have only a spouse, so one of us put out the Chametz and do the Bedika. And those of us who are alone, we put out chametz and we have to check for the, we have to check and do the bedikah. Now, things are going to be a little different this year. So let's begin. In the morning, we're going to have no minyanim. We're on the phone for nets and anything else anybody does. We're going to have Siyum Bechoros on the phone at 7:15 and at 8:15. Those will be the two Siyumim. Everybody's welcome to call in. And for those people who are Bechoros, Bechor, after you call in, eat something. And that way you will be a participant in the Siyum, and you will not have to fast. Just a quick note for davening. There's no Lamanet Seach, and there's no Mizmor Lasoda, and that applies until the end of Pesach. Shaving, as well as haircutting, should be done by Chatzos on Wednesday. And that includes also cutting nails. And that includes cutting nails and giving haircuts to children, which of course makes the day a little bit more exciting in case anybody had nothing else to do. But everybody should make sure that their own shaving and haircuts are taken care of, and their children, and cutting of nails. And then setting the table. Might be a little bit more fun this year, maybe, to get everybody else involved. But it's nice to set the table as early as possible. If you have the wherewithal, and you have the room, and you have the ability, it's a nice thing to do, to set the table early. Okay, so that's as far as Erev Pesach is concerned. Leil Pesach, we have the Seder. We discussed that a week ago Sunday, setting up the Seder. And if there are people who want, and I know there are some people who are going to be in this position who are going to be alone, literally alone. If they need anything or have any questions about running the Seder, they can call me. And if some people want, maybe I give it a short shiur tomorrow sometime or even Wednesday for people who are going to be running a Seder alone. So contact me about that. Then we have first day of Yontif. Well, many of these things are going to be written up in the announcements. I just want to talk about them briefly. The first day Yontif, Mashiv HaRuach, Umayir HaGoshem stops, but we're not going to have anybody announcing it. Not going to be in Shul. So Mashiv HaRuach Umayir HaGoshem stops Musaf. Musaf is the last time. And those who say no replacement to Mashiv HaRuach Umayir HaGoshem, they will begin the no replacement in Mincha. And those people who say Morid HaTol will also begin by Mincha. Now, there's an interesting phenomenon which I did not know. I've been researching because of the different shilas. Excuse me. And that is the piyut, which we call benching tal, can be said b'yachidus, and it should be said after one daven Shmoneh Esrei. Say the piyut, of course, without the words of Shmoneh Esrei itself, just the piyut. My advice, say the piyut in English. If you want to say it with chazonis, that's wonderful. Say it in Hebrew and then say it in English. It's a very hard piyut to understand. Okay. Then, Motzoi Shabbos. We have a three-day yontif, obviously. Wednesday night, and then Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So we need an Erev Tavshilin. I have to make an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday. And then what we need is on Motzoi Shabbos, which is, Shabbos is the first day Chol HaMoed. So on Motzoi Shabbos, in Shmoneh Esrei, we have to say Atochon Antonu, and the same Bracha, and Yalav V'Yavo. And that's, of course, remembering not to say Mashu Rucha Merda Goshem, for those people who say Merda Atol. And we have to remember to do all of those things, so if we make a mistake in any one of them, except for Atochon Antonu, we have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. And on Sunday morning, the first day of Chol HaMoed, not Shabbos, when it's Chol HaMoed, we're going to have a Hallel together, 8:30 on the phone. Everybody can daven. We're going to have a minyan for Nets. And then 8:30, we're going to daven and sing Hallel together, Bez Hashem. Okay, that's the halachic part of the shiur, the introduction. If anybody on the phone wants to unmute themselves by pressing *6, they're welcome to do so. I'll take any questions that anybody has. Yes. Shira Shira, I wrote down the announcements. That's a good question. Who am I talking to? Mark, right? Shira Shira, it's a nice thing to say. If you want to say it, you're welcome to say it. You don't want to say it, you don't have to say it. It's definitely a din in the tzibur. And some where I grew up, we didn't say it b'chol. Not in shul, not at home. If you want to say it, there's nothing wrong with saying it. It's a nice thing to do. It's a good question. No, no. A bracha can only be said not only with a minyan. Bracha can only be said if you're laying on a cloth. Okay, fine. Now, okay, that's it. Yeah, go ahead. You're asking me a question if somebody is married and has 9 sons? Whoever has 9 sons at home, who are all, if anybody has 9 single sons at home, they can call me up. Otherwise, I don't want to talk about it. Okay, fine. Nice try. Okay, let's continue. Okay, now, I'd like to say the following. Everybody's situation is different this year than it was last year. In many ways. I tried today to start calling everybody in the shul. I got through the A's and most of the B's. I hope to be able to try tomorrow to see if I can finish it. Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of members in the shul. Every phone call takes a little bit of time here, but I'm going to try. Even if I don't, part of the reason I don't is Baruch Hashem, a lot of people are calling. I'd like to say the following. The reason I'm trying to call everybody is to wish everybody a Chag Kosher Sameach. Because Yontif is different. And when I say different, we all know that it's a little bit more challenging. Okay, so now, many people are used to having some type of cleaning help before Yontif. There's no cleaning help. Many people are used to having their children home. For some people, there's no children. Many people are used to having their children and grandchildren. They don't have children or grandchildren. We ourselves, my in-laws are going to be in Park Plaza for their Seder. We're going to be here for our Seder. And our children are going to be in their homes for their Sidorim. Our other two married children are going to be in their homes for their Sidorim. We've been talking to our children every night, you know. They're making their own Pesach. Everybody's making their own Pesach. That's another type of lachatz, making your own Pesach. It's not easy to go shopping. Some people are trying to avoid stores, which is correct. But you still have to make outside pickups and whatever. We all know it's a challenge. And for some people in shul, they have a very big challenge. They're going to be alone, literally. No spouse, no children, no grandchildren, no parents. They're going to be alone. That's also a challenge. Obviously, it's a challenge. The Mishnah, it's funny that the Mishnah talks about it. The Mishnah says, if you're alone, you ask yourself, Manishtana. Interesting that the Mishnah should talk about a case like that. A person who's alone for the Seder. But that's what the Mishnah talks about. That person should also say, Manishtana. Because the Seder requires, it sounds a little strange, the Seder requires a conversation. Excuse me. Or at least it requires questions and answers. And the questions and answers apply even when a person's alone. So therefore, a person, no matter what situation they're in Tov Shin Pei in this year, the Seder, it's hard to say the words, the Seder is the same. Seder is the same. You know, I'm usually personal. So this year, one of our children, who has the job of cleaning the chairs in the dining room, obviously is not here. So I got the job. But I only cleaned 4 chairs. I didn't clean 8 chairs. My son-in-law joked, why'd you clean 4? Why'd you just clean 2? So he said, because we're expecting Elio and Avi to come, Bez Hashem. Okay, whatever. But it's different. The situation's different. The dining room table isn't even full of all the chairs that it's only full of. And, as I said before, some people are making the Seder for the first time. So, the matziv, the situation, is challenging. It's a challenging situation. And the challenging situation requires additional energy. And it's hard to produce the energy. But I think people are doing it, Rabbi Isai. I think people are doing it. And I know that there have been a lot of letters that have come out, including a letter today from the Rabbanim. And it's hard. Am I allowed to come to Chicago? Am I not allowed to come to Chicago? If I'm in Chicago, can I eat by my in-laws? Can I eat by my parents? What should I do? What can't I do? Our goal, Rabbi Isai, is as the doctors have been continuously telling us, and yesterday we spoke to a major, major doctor involved in a major emergency room. He said that the social distancing has helped us tremendously. He's talking as a doctor. Has helped us tremendously. What started off as doubling the caseload every day, every 24 hours the caseload was double. Now every 5 days the caseload is double. And he said that's only because of social distancing. And if we chas v'shalom relax, we don't want to talk about it. And it's going to be very tempting, Rabbi Say. I'm talking to children, to parents, to grandparents. It's going to be very tempting. The weather, Bez Hashem, will be a little nicer. It's going to be a 3-day yontif. People are going to be able to go for some type of walks. And we said, it's fine to go for a walk, but not a walk that's going to break social distancing and not a walk that's going to take a person to the park. We can't have the swings and the slides as much as we'd love to have them. They can't be full of our children. Our wonderful Kinderlach can't be on them. It's not healthy for anybody. It's just not healthy. And in this situation, not healthy means... We know what not healthy means. I don't want to have to say the words again every time I speak, but we know how serious the situation is. And if everybody has to be careful. Excuse me. So I'm getting positive feedback from people despite the difficult situations that people are going through. But I think we're going to make it. People are strong. People feel the energy. People feel the need. And people are going to rise to the occasion to understand that despite the fact that Pesach is not going to be the way I envisioned it, I'm going to make it. I feel people are in that mode. Now, with that in mind, I'd like to say a word now. Unless somebody has a question, anybody wants to unmute themselves by pressing *6, Anybody want to ask anything? Okay. Now, let's continue. I'd like to say a vort right now, which is really a continuation of the Shabbos HaGadol Joshua. Whether you listen to it or not, it makes no difference, but I'd like to share this thought with you. I said this thought over the phone last night to a group of people, and I'd like to say it a little differently tonight and share it with you. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, a little dramatic, but Yibachatzi Alayla. Hashem Hika Kol Bechor, Kodesh Baruch Hu, English word smote. He hit all the firstborns bear of the tribe. V'yachem Paro, Paro got up. V'yachem Paro, Paro got up. Laila, at night, Hu V'chol Avadu V'chol Mitzrayim, it was a Tza'aka Gedayla, an incredible scream in Mitzrayim. V'yachel Moshe Aaron, Paro ran around to try to find Moshe Aaron. Laila, at night, V'yomer, and he said to them, Kumu Tza'u Miteicha Mi Gam Atem Gam Bnei Yisrael, you and the Jewish people, get up and go. And go serve God like you said. Rashi says in the word kidaberchem, unbelievable thing. Bottle, loya shalech. I said you're not going to go. That's bottle. Bottle, me v'mi aholchem. I said, who do you think you're going to go with? Bottle. Rakteichem mekachem yutzog. Everything's bottle. It's all bottle. You're going to go the way you want to go. Finish. And then not only that, it says, Uveirachtem gamosi, says Rashi. Hispao alai shalemosh, ani bachor. Paro asked Moshe, please daven for me. Can you imagine that? Paro, the one who denied God. Paro, the one who ridiculed Moshe and Aaron. He said to Moshe, please, pray for me. I'm afraid I'm going to die. That's the story. Now, I want to ask you a question. The way I always learned Pshat here was, Paro was begging them to leave. He was not commanding them to leave as the owner of slaves. He was begging them to leave as a broken man. Begging them to leave. What happens? Return to Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Re'eh, the Torah says, Tes Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Shomer es Chodesh Aviv. See the Pesach Hashem Elokecha? Ki v'Chodesh Aviv, in the springtime, Hashem took you out. Hashem took you out. Therefore, we have the yontif of Pesach. Hashem took us out. Says Rashi, unbelievable. What do you mean, Laila? They left during the day. So Rashi quotes a pasuk in Masai, which says we left during the day. Elafi, says Rashi. Shebelaila nosal emparo rishus lotzeis. Paro gave them permission to go. This year, for the first time, I'm looking at this Rashi, and I say, what are you talking about? Paro gave them permission to go. Paro begged them to leave. He was a broken man. What do you mean, permission to go? But that's the Lashon of Rashi. In the Gemara, in Brachis, on the Testament Aleph, the Gemara says, the geula started at night. So Rashi, at night, nitnu lahem rishus lotzeis. He gave them permission to go. Again, the same thing. He gave them permission to go. What does that mean? And there's one more pasuk. There's a very famous pasuk, because the parsha is named after this pasuk. Vayehi bishalach. What's the next word, Rabbi Isai? You're all on mute, I'm sorry. When Paro sent out the nation, the Netziv, in his famous Pirish on Chumash, asks, Vayehi b'shalach Paro yasom, ain't no moving. It's incomprehensible. Matola mikra b'paro. Why does this depend on Paro? Paro didn't send out the Jewish people. Hochimi boy, you should have said in the pasuk, "Vehi b'tzeis Yisrael mimitzrayim," which is what we say in Hallel. B'tzeis Yisrael mimitzrayim. What does it mean? So, what's the teretz of this kasha? I'd like to answer this kasha. You know, we very often talk about the concept of control. Control. I am in control. I'm a big guy. I'm in control. Paro was the biggest person in the world. Paro never wanted to give up control. He was stripped away slowly. Slowly, they stripped away the Nile. They turned it into Dam. The economy was stopped. Everything was slowed down. He lost control. And every time something happened, he went to sea, and in Goshen, nothing happened. Where the Jews lived, nothing happened. It became harder and harder for Paro to say he was in control. And then, every house, there's a Bechor dying, including Paro's own house. All of a sudden, Paro, no control. No control. He asked to ask Moshe to pray for him. Daven for me. Give me a bracha that I should live. And what happens? Oh, no, 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 no. I'll give you permission to go. You'll give me permission to go? Get out of my face. You're not in control. Paro was in dream world. No, he wasn't in dream world. Paro was acting like a human being. I want to maintain control for as long as I can. I want to be in control, even if it's a dream in my head. I want to be in control. Control! I want to be in control. I've said it several times already. Baruch Hashem, I've spoken many times. I have no license. And basically, nobody else does in this world, except for perhaps a few, to say why a Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing what he's doing. Who knows? Who knows? Why a Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing what he's doing? Who knows? What are we allowed to say that we can learn from what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing? That's a different issue. We are the people who are alive in Tav Shin Pei. We have houses. I was talking to my children last night on the phone. I don't know who's listening. I'm sorry I can't see you. I wish I could see all of you. Those of you who can see me, those of you who can hear me. You know, when I grew up, we had one sink in the kitchen. We had one fridge. And we had one oven. And on the farm, my grandparents' farm, I don't know how many people were at the seder. You know, I was a kid. You know, it looked like the seder had 20 people. Adults. Not a bunch of little kids. Adults. I sat there with my great-grandfather, my grandparents, Aleihem HaShalom, my parents, Aleihem HaShalom, great-uncles, Aleihem HaShalom. My grandparents' siblings were at the table. Some of my mother's siblings were at the table. My siblings at the table. How do we manage? Pardon me for saying. One bathroom. I don't know how. We managed. We managed. Unbelievable. We managed. Now we have houses, Baruch Hashem. We have bedrooms, Baruch Hashem. We have two sinks, Baruch Hashem. We have three sinks, Baruch Hashem. We have two ovens. We have two fridges, two freezers, three freezers. We have plenty of things. We have cars. Not too many places to go. We have credit cards. Not too many things to buy. We have fridges and freezers. Not too many things to fill them with. We buy pots. We don't have a mikveh. We can't use the mikveh. Who's in control? Who's in control? A month ago, I'm in control. I'm going to Florida. My kids are going to Florida. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. My kids are going to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to California. I'm going to Nevada. I'm going to Mexico. I'm going here. I'm going to go to Europe. Everybody's going. I'm saying the Shabbos to go to Doshul and Shir. I mean in Shul. Friday afternoon, this past Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, was the anniversary of me signing the contract to become the Rav of the Shul. I signed my contract before Mincha, Erev Shabbos HaGadol. This Erev Shabbos was 32 years. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Today was my Hebrew birthday. Baruch Hashem. Who would have thought last year I'm going to be sitting home talking to you with this machine in front of me? Come on. Live streaming. I never gave a shiur the night before Bedikas Chometz. Who would have thought that this is the matzav we're going to be in? Who would have thought? Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying something to us. It's just such an interesting thing to think about. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying something to us. Then I was wondering, Chayiv kol adam liras es atzmo kilu yotza mitzrayim. Part of the Agoda, it's part of the Mishnah, brought down la locha and the Agoda and the Rambam and the Shuch. Chayiv adam liras atzmo kilu yotza mitzrayim. What does that mean? I mean, in order to be chayiv adam liras atzmo kilu yotza mitzrayim, first you got to look at yourself as though I was a slave. Then you got to look at yourself as though you were free, but free to do the ratzon habirei. It wasn't an exchange where Eved, Avdei Mitzrayim, Avdei Paro, and that was simply Avdei Hashem. It was a different life. In between Avdei Paro and Avdei Hashem, people could think it was the Emancipation Proclamation and everybody was free to be free men to do what they want, as we said in the Shabbat Agudal Joshua. Perhaps the limud is, Hashem is saying to us, my dear, wonderful children who I love, I want you to remember who's in control. It's lachatz, we're in lachatz, and it's a challenging matzav, but the matzav is such that we have a right to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're allowing us to have a Seder. Different than last year. As I saw someone say, she may ask the Manishtana to her husband, but if she does, she's going to ask another Kasha, Manishtana Pesach Zeh, or Manishtana Seder Zeh, Mikolas Adorim? It's a good question. Nobody can answer that question. Why? Nobody can answer that question. What can we learn from the fact that this Seder is different than all the other Adorim? That we can answer. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, with everything we have, my dear, wonderful children, who I love more than anybody has ever loved anybody in the history of the world, I'm just trying to tell you, remember, says the Kaddish Baruch Hu, I'm in control. And not because the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, is mean-spirited, not because the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, is egotistical, no reason to say these words, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu knows what's best for us, and what's best for us is to be subjugated to His will, because His will is kulei toiv. His will is kulei toiv. His will is only good. Sometimes it's hard to see it. Sometimes it's hard to understand it. It's kulei toiv. So those people who are in a situation where my children are not coming, or I'm not going, and I would love to go, and I'm around the corner, and why can't I go? And why can't my kids go on the swing in the park? And why can't we do what we want to do? Bez Hashem Yisborach, we'll be able to do everything. In the right time. Right now, it's time to take away what we can learn and then figure out how we'll be able to maintain that in our new lifestyle, which will take place when this is over. I say new lifestyle because that's the goal. The goal is, how are we going to change? What are we going to do differently? How are we going to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How are we going to upgrade our relationship? Rabbi, I miss everybody. And Bez Hashem Yisborach, this will be over soon. Bez Hashem Yisborach, everybody will have a refuah shleima. And unfortunately, we must say that our heart goes out to those people who are in the middle of Shiva, who finish Shiva. However, we have to put inside ourselves what we're going to take away. And this could be reinforced Leil Seder, as we start from the beginning with Magid, Holach Ma'anya, as we said at the Shabbos HaGadol Joshua, we start off mentioning that we were slaves of Paro, and slowly go through the story how we were freed from Paro, and how we end the Seder with Lashana Habav Yerushalayim, if we can say it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we mean it. We mean it. We want to be your children. We want to be underneath your domain. We should all be Zaycha Rabbi Sai to Lashana Habav Yerushalayim. We should all be Zaycha to Nissan Nigalu B'Nissan Asid L'Goyal. We should all be Zaycha that everybody in Klal Yisrael should have a Refuah Shalema. We can be Zaycha to be as a Mashiach. The only time the word Mashiach is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch is Leil Seder. And Mashiach comes, he brings Tchias HaMesim. And he brings the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And he brings Shalom to the world. We should all be zeicha to want to have that on a Kodesh Baruch Hu's terms, not on our terms. Hatzlacha Rabbah, anybody wants to unmute themselves and ask, they're welcome to ask.